This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Prime Minister Motley addresses public concerns as free movement takes effect today. Barbados's ambassador to CARICOM says today marks a historic moment for regional integration. An educator urges parents to guide children's use of AI. Further strike action averted at the Barbados Community College, and inspector of police seeking public help in cracking down on illegal vehicular activity. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley has assured Barbadians that free movement of CARICOM involving nationals from Belize, Dominica, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines will benefit Barbados. Delivering a national address last night, Prime Minister Motley stressed that nationals of the other pioneering countries are expected to contribute to the island's social and economic development, complementing the local workforce rather than displacing Barbadians from their jobs.
We welcome our Caribbean family. We do not welcome criminality. We welcome contribution. We do not welcome abuse of our systems. That is the balance, and that is the commitment I make to you. An economy is not a pot of food that if you give someone else a plate, that does not mean that somebody else will go hungry. It doesn't work that way. The fastest developing countries grow when people bring talent and energy and enterprise. And those that fall equally are those that turn inwards and refuse to recognize the need for skills to come in to help build out their country. We don't only need investment and money for a country's growth and development. We need people and skills. People who come to live and work here will fill that gap that exists, not force Bajans out of a job.
Ms. Motley also responded to Barbadians' concerns about safety, promising citizens that appropriate systems are in place to manage the transition and protect the public's interests.
Now, some of you have asked, will we be safe? My answer is yes, because the law and the systems are clear. Any government may refuse entry to a person who poses a genuine threat to national security or is likely to become a burden on the public purse. Equally, any government may refuse entry to a person on the basis of public health concerns. These principles remain in place. They are the guardrails of responsible regional integration. And believe me when I tell you that they will be applied should the need arise. Barbadians, we are not closing our eyes and swiping. We have taken solid guard, and we are playing each ball on merit with our batting pad close together and our borders and responsibilities intact.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. Meantime, Barbados's ambassador to CARICOM, David Commerchon, urges Barbadians not to fear as the free movement process officially begins. Describing today as a historic breakthrough in Caribbean integration, Ambassador Commerchon says the regime is a significant step towards realizing a single market and economy for the region.
Properly understood, this full free movement regime that starts with Barbados, Belize, Dominica, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines is not merely a labor migration project. It is also, in fact, a major step forward in the construction of the CARICOM single market and single economy. So this is part and parcel of the process by which we are coming together in our Caribbean community to leverage in a collective way all of the resources that we have, whether those resources are our capital, our business expertise, skills, and indeed labor, people.
He says the initiative would also address the demographic challenges facing Barbados.
We face the problem of aging populations, not enough young, economically active people working and contributing to national insurance and income tax and helping to support the ever-growing population of retirees and elders. And countries like Barbados, we face a very serious problem of outward migration to metropolitan countries like North America and Europe. And the majority of the outward-bound Barbadian migrants tend to be people with university degrees, some of the most highly trained people. So we have to find a way to prevent that negative phenomenon from continuing.
Barbados's ambassador to CARICOM, David Commerchon. Educator Dr. Andrew Hunt is calling on parents to promote critical thinking as part of the most important skills in guiding children's use of artificial intelligence. Speaking at an education symposium hosted by the Caribbean Development Bank yesterday, he stressed that with parental guidance and open discussion, children can use AI responsibly.
Teach critical thinking with AI and social media. What you need to do is always ask your children, what do you think about this? Why this is true? And in that way, have conversations with them. AI is good, and we all focus on the bad aspects about plagiarism, and students will just go through in the essay and do it. But I'm one of the advocates of embracing the tool because AI is here to stay. Have conversations with your child about the ethical use and online research skills. You have the narrative. You tell the computer what to do.
Dr. Hunt advised families to regulate how much technology is used and to establish safe spaces for children to use the internet.
So many times we just let the children go in the room and do whatever you want on technology, and that's not a good thing. Set limits on passive entertainment or excessive gaming. Facilitate access to resources. That means you provide a digital safe space. If you do not have the internet home, the children will go and find somewhere not under your supervision to use it, and they'll go to the sites you don't want. If you want to embrace this technology, make sure you have that safe space. In that way, you know what's going on under your roof.
Educator Dr. Andrew Hunt. An emergency meeting between officials of the Barbados Community College and the National Union of Public Workers has averted further strike action at the island's tertiary institution. The two entities will come to the table after claims of supersession and calls for the removal of Chairman Dr. Allison Leacock triggered a work stoppage for at least 60 members of staff. BCC Principal Annette Alleen said it was also important to note that no external programs, including the NTI courses, were forced on the institution by the chairman, Dr. Leacock.
The NTI courses were not forced on us by the chair of the Board of Management, and I want to emphasize that they were not forced on us. Furthermore, we were in partnership with the NTA before Dr. Leacock became the chair at BCC. We partnered with the NTA since 2020. We signed an MOU to that effect in 2021. In fact, one of the KPIs in our work plan, since the work plan from 2021 to 22, set out a continued collaboration with the NTA as one of our goals. And this has been ongoing in our work plan since then.
Principal of the Barbados Community College, Annette Alleen. Inspector of Police in the Traffic Department, Anthony Cadogan, is appealing for the public's assistance as they step up efforts to tackle illegal vehicles and related activity. Speaking at a press conference at District A Police Station yesterday, where police in the Road Assurance Program seized a number of illegal motorcycles, Inspector Cadogan pointed out that the operation or the cooperation of citizens is critical to identifying offenders and ensuring safer roads.
That's where we would like the public now to come on board and call us at 430-7600 and give us the information, the time to see these persons so that we can keep an eye on them and we can apprehend these persons. So we need the public now to call in with the information and come on board and call us and let us know where and when these activities is taking place. Because we cannot be everywhere all at once. So we're really depending on the public to assist there.
He also outlined their focus on all vehicles that are uninsured because of the threat that they pose to other motorists.
No main interest too is non-insurance. Vehicles that are not insured are a real risk to the motorists and civilians out there. Because without insurance and they're getting an accident with a civilian or another vehicle, damage is costly, then there's no insurance to cover that. And the person riding may not even have the funds to cover the injuries or the damage to the vehicle. So that's what our main interest as well, looking at the ones that's not insured.
Inspector of Police in the Traffic Department, Anthony Cadogan, recapping the headlines. Prime Minister Motley addresses public concerns as free movement takes effect today. Barbados' ambassador to CARICOM says today marks a historic moment for regional integration. An educator urges parents to guide children's use of AI. Further strike action averted at the Barbados Community College, an inspector of police seeking public help in cracking down on illegal vehicular activity. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.